This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن محمد بن علي بن حسين رضي الله عنه قال: سألت جابرا عن حجة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. This is a long hadith and collection of Muslim. It's a long one, probably one of the long, if not one of the longest. If not the longest, it's one of the longest. It's one of those hadith that I feel at some point I'll do like a series where I just read through portions of it until it's over. It's where Jabir, because Jabir radiallahu anhu was a young man during the time of the Prophet alayhi sallam was Medina. He's a very, very bright guy. And he documented certain things for us. But, you know, jazahallahu anna khaira. Because he documented for us certain things about the Prophet alayhi sallatu wasallam's life that no one did an equivalent job to. And one of the things he documented was the Hajj of the Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells the full story from beginning till end. He goes into every detail that he remembers. And it's a really beautiful hadith. It's long, but it's beautiful because it has a lot of little gems and nuggets about his Hajj. So I'm just going to narrate for you a small piece of it, obviously. Don't worry. Just a short piece of it that I treasure, especially the first part. Where he was asked by Muhammad ibn Ali ibn Hussein, where he was asked about this issue by one of the tabi'een, and about the Hajj of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. People were interested in that, and I think it's something they should be interested in, and we should be interested in as well. فقال, this is what he said, قال, مكث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسع سنين لم يحج فلما أذن للعاشرة أن رسول الله حاج قدم المدينة بشر كثير كلهم يلتمس أن يأتم برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجته وأن يعمل مثل عمله. So they said that he said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام spent 9 years with no Hajj. And when the 10th year came, an adhan went off that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is performing Hajj this year. So people came to Medina. People came, the numbers were huge. People coming to Medina, all of them hoping that they can ya'tam, meaning they can follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his Hajj and do what he did alayhi salatu wasalam. Think of this, think of the beauty of this moment where you hear the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam finally is going for Hajj. People left, they dropped and they ran to Medina, hoping that they can follow his, they can walk with him alayhi salatu wasalam. I say this every year, not to be repetitive, but one of the moments that I wish I could have, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala katabdana to be amongst the people who make it yawm al-qiyamah. I want to go back. I want him to take me back to his khutbat yawm al-nahr. I want him to take me back to his sa'i when he stood on the mountain alayhi salam. There's certain moments I want to witness. I want to see it because you can only imagine the beauty and just the magnificence of certain moments of his life alayhi salatu wasalam, especially at the end. Because this Hajj it's called Hajjat al-Wada', right? He knew he wasn't going to see it again. Like he knew, alayhi salatu wasalam, this was the last, هَذَا آخِرُ عَهْدِهِ بِالْبَيْتِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ, the last time he'll do it. So he knew that, even though a lot of people didn't know it, some people did, but he knew for sure this was the last time. And it was a long time coming. It's been like a decade where he wasn't allowed to do Hajj, and people of Mecca, they perform Hajj every year. You're in Mecca, how would you not? So for him, that was his every year, they Hajj every year. And for a decade, he was not allowed, and now he was coming back, and he knew it was the last time. Anyways, so everyone came hoping to follow him, alayhi salatu wasalam. قال فخرجنا معه حتى إذا أتينا ذا الحليفة صلى في المسجد ثم ركب القصواء فأتت به ناقته إلى البيداء. So he said, so he went with him alayhi salatu wasalam until he arrived at Dhul Hulayfa, the place where you perform ihram coming from Medina. So he prayed he prayed alayhi salatu wasalam there, everyone prayed with him, and then they did the ihram, and then he got on his she camel al-Qaswa. And she's famous, if you should know her. Anyways, so he got on her, radiallahu anha, alayhi salatu wasalam, alayha, wakana, you think it's funny, wakana ulama, mashayikhi, yataraddawna an al-qaswa, radiallahu anha, yataraddawna an baha'imi rasulillah, alayhi salatu wasalam, wakana ahad mashayikhi yaqul, wa kullu bahimatin rakibaha rasulullahi khayrun minni, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. One of my favorites would specifically say every time, and every bahima the Prophet alayhi salam ever rode or owned is better than me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it was, anyways, he got on his qaswa, hatta idat bihi atat bihi naqatuhu al-bayda, meaning it moved until you could see the open land right before Mecca, meaning the bayda is an area just outside of Mecca where you can see it all, you can see everything, now you can finally see it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hatta idha wasala ila al-bayda, yaqul nadartu, this is what Jabir says, nadartu ila rasulillah, فرأيت بين يديه مد بصري بين راكب وماش وعن يمينه مثل ذلك وعن يساره مثل ذلك ومن خلفه مثل ذلك كلهم يلتمس من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I look and I see the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام on his she-camel. And I see as far as my eyes can see, in front of him, and on his right, and on his left, and behind him, people, all of them hoping to get something from him, عليه الصلاة والسلام. ورسول الله بين أظهرنا ينزل عليه القرآن وهو يعرف تأويله وهو يعرف تأويله وما عمل به من شيء إلا عملنا مثل عمله. Said in the Prophet, this is Jabir's description. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is amongst us, and the Quran is coming to him, and he's explaining it to us. And everything he does, we are doing exactly like him. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is his memory of this moment, that we were there, he was there. The Quran was coming to him. He was explaining it to us. We were learning it. He was doing things. We were doing what he was doing. It's as if to say that's when time stopped for him. Radiallahu anhu. It's like that was life. Those were moments that never came back again. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال فأهل بالتوحيد. The Prophet began his أهل بالتوحيد. He started يقول لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك. He did his تلبية. قال فلب الناس بهذا الذي يلبون به فلم يرد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا منه وبقي رسول الله على تلبيته. So he did his تلبية أهل بالتوحيد, and all the people started to do their تلبية. Not everyone did what he, when it came for the talbiyah, they didn't say exactly what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. They said something a little bit different. There's all these variations. And the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, did not tell any of them to go back and say, he let them say what they wanted, and he stuck to his talbiyah, alayhi salatu wasalam. This piece, you know, I know this hadith is an emotional one, but this piece is different. This piece is usul fiqh. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, did not correct them. Right? They were there with him. They heard what he said. They said something different. It's not like, it didn't happen a thousand years later. No, they heard what he said, and they said something different. They didn't feel it was weird. He didn't feel it was weird. He didn't correct them. He stuck to what he had, what he was saying, and they said what they were saying. The variations within our deen, when it comes to the serving the same purpose, we have to be a little bit more open-minded about these things. And you have to understand that the Sahaba understood that as well. When it comes to there's a lot of chants that we make where we're like, oh, he didn't say it that way. I know. But this happened a lot in his life, alayhi salam. He would say things, and then they would say something a little bit different, same meaning, same purpose. They weren't adding shirk to it. They weren't putting some wording in it that was haram. It's just these variations are accepted. The Prophet, alayhi salam, was okay with this stuff. He could have said, nope, say exactly what I said. But they didn't, and he didn't, alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's a nugget there for a different night, for a different khatira altogether. But it's a beautiful moment. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة began the talbiyah, and they entered Mecca, and they entered with him عليه الصلاة والسلام for his farewell hajj that he performed عليه الصلاة والسلام. I'll continue a piece of this hadith tomorrow as well. I hope that was a benefit to you. I'll narrate it one more time if you're interested in listening. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن محمد بن علي بن علي بن حسين قال سألت جابرا عن حجة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال مكث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 9 سنين لم يحج ثم أذن في العاشرة أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حاج فقدم المدينة بشر كثير كلهم يريد أن يلتمس أن يأتم برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجته وأن يعمل مثل عمله فخرجنا معه حتى إذا بلغنا ذا الحليفة صلى بالناس ثم ركب القصواء فلما أتت به ناقته البيداء نظرت فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإلى مد بصري بين راكب وماش بين يديه وعن يمينه وعن شماله ومن خلفه كلهم يلتمس من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وبين أظهرنا رسول الله ينزل عليه القرآن يعرف تأويله وما عمل به من شيء إلا عملنا مثل عمله فأهل بالتوحيد يقول لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك وأهل الناس بهذا الذي يهلون به فلم يرد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا منه وبقي على تلبيته. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب.